I got no leg room back here. Move your seat forward.
It's as far as it goes.
There's a mechanism. You just pull it and throw your body weight.
I pulled it. It doesn't go.
If you want the leg room, say you want the leg room. Don't blame the mechanism.
All right, Dad, we're 5 blocks from the house. Sit sideways.
Like an animal. Because of her, I have to sit here like an animal. Serenity now! Serenity now!
What is that?
Doctor gave me a relaxation cassette. When my blood pressure gets too high, the man on the tape tells me to say, Serenity now!
Are you supposed to yell it?
The man on the tape wasn't specific.
What happened to the screen door? It blew off again?
I told you to fix that thing.
Serenity now!
So I told Bobby and Lisa that we tried that new Chinese-Spanish place, La Caridad, on Saturday.
Oh, I thought we had tickets to the Knicks home opener.
Well, I thought this would be more fun, so I gave the tickets away.
What? All right, fine.
Are you mad at me?
No, I love a good Chinese-Spanish, whatever it is.
You know, I've never seen you mad.
I get peeved.
Mad?
Mad.
Mad.
Her?
I'd like to see you get really mad.
Why does she want you to be mad?
She says I suppress my emotions.
So what do you care what she thinks?
Goodbye.
She probably gets that impression because you're cool. You're under control. Like me. Nothing wrong with that.
But I get upset. I've yelled. You've heard me yell.
Not really. Your voice kind of raises to this comedic pitch.
Hey.
Kramer, I am so sick of you coming in here and eating all my food. Now shut that door and get the hell out of here! What is that, a new bit?
I told you. Hey, any of you guys want to come out and help me fix my father's screen door in Queens?
I'll do it.
Really? You want to come?
Yeah, I love going to the country.
Gone.
Fix the screen door in Queens.
That's funny. Hey, listen, what are you doing Saturday?
Not going to the Knick game.
I need somebody to go with me to Mr. Littman's bar mitzvah.
You know, if you don't bring a guest, they save on catering. You should be able to buy a cheaper gift.
Oh, I don't think that's possible.
Dad, the hinges are all rusted here.
I hate that old door. Throw it out!
Serenity now!
Might be time to just let her go, Frank. She's worked hard for you.
Will you put it to rest for me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll take good care of her.
Okay. Get George to put those boxes in the garage!
Dad, what is all this?
It's junk.
My computers. I've been selling them for 2 months now.
Shut up!
You're selling computers?
2 months ago, I saw a provocative movie on cable TV. It was called The Net, with that girl from the bus. I did a little reading, and I realized it wasn't that far-fetched.
Dad, do you know what it takes to compete with Microsoft and IBM?
Yes, I do. That's why I've got a secret weapon. My son.
They gave me cream. I asked for non-fat milk.
I think they have 1% over there.
1%? They can kiss 1% of my ass.
Okay, Jerry, enough. I'm not buying it.
You're damn right you're not buying it.
You shouldn't have to try. It's just being open.
I'm open. There's just nothing in there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you think I'm lying about this?
I think you are.
Well, I'm not.
Yes, you are, liar.
Oh, stop it.
Okay, liar.
That's enough.
Ooh, that was good.
Really? It felt good.
Congratulations, Mr. Lippman.
My boy's a man today. Can you believe it? He's a man.
Congratulations, Adam.
Huh?
Wow. I didn't try that till I was 23.
And I think he's been telling his friends. I got invitations to 6 more bar mitzvahs.
Hello? Yeah, this is Jerry Seinfeld. No, 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 I do not want to stop over in Cincinnati. Well, then you upgrade me. That's right, you should thank me. Goodbye.
Hey, I'm flying first class.
Where did that come from?
Patty showed me how to get mad. You got a problem with that?
No.
Good.
All right, relax, tough guy.
I gotta get out to my father's garage, help him sell some computers.
Boy, the two of you working in that little garage is like a steel cage death match.
Kramer.
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm putting up Frank's screen door. Yeah, this beauty's got a little life in her yet.
What do you need it for?
The cool evening breezes of Anytime USA. Let's see how this baby closes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Morning, Ma.
Morning, Dad.
I'm not dead in the workplace. My professional name is Mr. Costanza, and I will refer to you as Costanza.
Morning, Braun.
Hey, George. Two cream, no sugar.
What is Lloyd Braun doing here?
Your mother recommended him.
Yeah, of course she did. That's all I ever heard growing up is, why can't you be more like Lloyd Braun? You know, he was in a mental institution.
I didn't read his resume.
Another sale, Mr. Costanza. Chalk me up on the big board.
What is this?
This is your lagging. Good work, Braun.
Just for you, boy!
So, Adam, I just talked to your father and apology accepted.
I'm not apologizing. It was great. I told everyone.
Yeah, I know. By the way, could you do me a favor and tell Mitchell Tannenbaum that I will be unable to attend this Saturday?
Are you free Friday night?
I am, but that is not the point. You are 13, and I am in my early 20s.
But I'm a man. The rabbi said so.
No, you are not a man.
Well, if I'm not a man, then this whole thing was a sham. First he said I was going to get great gifts, and then somebody gives me boggle. I renounce my religion.
Who wants cookies?
As of this moment, I am no longer Jewish. I quit!
Walnuts.
You're late again, Costanza, so listen up. Starting tonight, we're having a little sales contest. The loser gets fired, the winner gets a water pick.
You're not giving away our water pick!
Serenity now!
No, but it doesn't matter, because I quit.
I guess your mother was right. You never could compete with Lloyd Braun.
Want to sell computers? I will show you how to sell computers. Hello, Mr. Feynman. You want to buy a computer? No? Why not? All right, I see. Good answer. Thank you. Serenity now!
Adam, you don't become a man overnight. Look at your father. It takes time, patience, experience, several careers of varying success. And these are things that I look for in a man.
That does me a lot of good. Early 20s.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I tried.
So that's the type of guy you're looking for?
I guess so. Why? What is this?
Anytown, USA. Hello? Is Kramer home? Oh, hey.
Hello, neighbor.
Boy, those azaleas are really coming in nicely.
Oh, you got to mulch. You've got to.
You barbecuing tonight?
Yeah, right after the fireworks.
So, where do you want to eat tonight?
Well, how about going back to La Caridad?
Again? How much blonde can a person eat?
Jerry, you've been yelling at me all afternoon.
Well, I don't think more flan is the answer.
Maybe I should just leave.
Maybe?
Goodbye.
Double goodbye.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. New Year.
You all come back real?
Did you and Patty just break up?
Yeah. In fact, she broke up with me. And I don't want to talk about it.
Well, then you're free tonight. You know what? I heard about this great place called La Caridad.
That's the last thing she said to me. She wanted to go there also, but I wasn't in the mood.
Oh, what is the matter?
It's Patty.
Jerry, you break up with a girl every week.
But what is this salty discharge?
Oh, my God, you're crying.
This is horrible. I care.
Patty won't call me back. I don't know if I can live without her. I don't know what's happening to me.
Well, it's simple. You let out one emotion, all the rest will come with it. It's like Endora's box.
That was the mother on Bewitched. I mean, Pandora.
Yeah, well, she had one, too.
Jerry, can I talk to you for a minute?
That's it! That's it! I warned you, kids! I told you not to play in front of my house. This time, I'm keeping it. And you're not getting your rock back, either!
Hall urchins.
And you're still down on the dumps? Come on, it's just a chick.
You ever heard of a little thing called feelings?
Well, I got just the thing to cheer you up. A computer. You could check porn and stock quotes.
Porn quotes. I'm so lucky to have a friend like you, George. Ever tell you how much I love you?
What?
I love you, George. Come here.
I'm already here. I'm here. You know what? If you want a computer, call me. I got it.
Go wherever you want. I'm still going to love you.
Look what they did. Look what they did to my house.
I turned my back for 2 seconds, and they put shaving cream all over the door. The ICU!
Teach these kids a lesson. Where's that hose I put under your sink?
Hose under my sink. I love you, Kramer.
I love you too, buddy.
And George, I don't want to hear it, Kramer. Listen, when I give you the signal, I want you to turn this water on full blast.
What signal? What signal?
I don't know. I'll yell, Hoochie Mama.
All right, if I do it, will you buy a computer?
On the signal, George. On the signal.
Only if you buy. I gotta make a sale.
I love you, Costanza.
Kramer, you shut up! Now, George, turn on the faucet! George, turn on the faucet! Hoochie Mama! Hoochie Mama!
So now the other Lippman kissed me.
Oh, sure. They're Jewish and you're a shiksa.
But what does being a shiksa have to do with it?
You've got shiksa appeal. Jewish men love the idea of meeting a woman that's not like their mother.
Oh, that's insane.
I'll tell you what's insane. The price that I could get you on a new desktop computer.
I am not buying a computer from you.
There's porn.
Even so. Don't get me wrong, Mr. Lippman. I'm very flattered that you found me attractive enough to lunge at me. But the only reason you like me is because I'm a shiksa.
That's simply not true.
If you weren't Jewish, you wouldn't be interested in me.
You are wrong. I'll prove it.
Oh, no, don't.
I renounce Judaism.
Hi, Ben.
What happened to you, pal?
Joey Sanfino and some of the neighborhood kids. They ambushed me with a box of grade A's.
Are you all right?
Oh, no, not fine, fine. Serenity now. Serenity now, serenity now.
So you're using Frank's relaxation method?
Jerry, the anger, it just melts right off. Serenity now. Serenity now.
What happened to you?
Serenity.
Well, you are not going to believe this. Now Lippman is renounced. This shiksa thing is totally out of control. What is with you people? What are you looking at?
Sit down, Elaine.
Oh, no, Jerry, I can't take any more gentle sobbing.
I've been thinking about what it means to be complete.
Do you have an apple or anything?
Look at us hurtling through space on this big blue marble.
Nectarine, I would absolutely love a nectarine.
Looking everywhere for some kind of meaning.
Such a fruit moon. Ah, banana.
And all the while, the real secret to happiness has been right here in front of us.
What?
Elaine?
Jerry, I found a way to beat Lloyd Braun. I buy the computers myself. I store them in your apartment. Then after I win the contest, I bring them all back. I get my money back. It's brilliant.
But what's wrong with your leg?
I'm asking Elaine to marry me.
I'll store these over at Kramer's apartment. It's all right.
Oh, my. Elaine?
Jerry, I've got a lot going on with Lippman right now.
Lippman?
Yeah, and him, too. What? Oh, yeah. I think George is calling me, so I'm going to give him a hand. Come on. Come on!
Hey, Braun, Costanza's kicking your butt.
Watch how it's done. Oh, hello, Mr. Vandelay. Would you like to buy a computer? Oh, really? 24.
Costanza, you white hot!
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and...
Hey, Braun, I got good news and bad news. And they're both the same. You're fired.
Costanza, you won the water pick!
You're not going to give away that water pick!
You want a bet? Serenity now! Serenity now!
You should tell your dad that serenity now thing doesn't work. Just bottles up the anger, and then eventually you blow.
What do you know? You were in the nut house.
What do you think put me there?
I heard they found a family in your freezer.
Serenity now, insanity later.
What happened here, Kramer?
Serenity now, serenity now.
Kramer!
Jerry... I didn't hear you come in.
Yeah, the children, they've done some redecorating.
You don't look well.
Huh? Oh. Well, that's odd, because I feel perfectly at peace with the world. Hey, you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look at me. I stepped on your last rose.
Jerry, come on. Don't get so upset about it. There's always next spring. Would you excuse me for a moment?
Serenity now!
Serenity.
I did it! I beat Braun! Come on, let me have your computer. Why couldn't you squeeze one of those stupid rubber balls to get your stress out? Why did you have to destroy 25 computers?
George, you listen to me. I owe you one.
He's incorrigible. You want to talk about it?
Oh, please don't tell me you love me again, Jerry. I can't handle it.
George, letting my emotions out was the best thing I've ever done. Sure, I'm not funny anymore, but... There's more to life than making shallow, fairly obvious observations. How about you?
All right. Here goes.
Is there anything I can do to combat this Schick's appeal?
Elaine, Schick's appeal is a myth, like the Yeti or his North American cousin, the Sasquatch.
Well, something's going on here because every able-bodied Israelite in the county is driving pretty strong to the hoop.
Elaine, there's much you don't understand about the Jewish religion. For example, did you know that rabbis are allowed to date?
What does that have to do?
You know, a member of my congregation has a timeshare in Myrtle Beach. Perhaps if you're not too busy, we could wing on down after the high holidays. Elaine? Lainey?
So, that's it. All of my darkest fears and everything I'm capable of. That's me.
Yikes. Well, good luck with all that.
Where are you going? I thought I could count on you for a little compassion.
I think you scared me straight.
All right, Jerome. I'm in.
What?
Maybe we should get married. Maybe everything we need is right here in front of us. Jer, let's do it.
I tell you, I don't see it happening.
What? What happened to the new Jerry?
He doesn't work here anymore.
Oh, well, that's just great!
I love you, Jerry.
Right back at you, Slick.
You know, all these years, I've always wanted to see the two of you get back together.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
You single-handedly brought Costanza and Son to the brink of bankruptcy.
Well, what about all the Lloyd Braun sales?
He was crazy. His phone wasn't even hooked up. He just liked ringing that bell.
I told you to clean up this garage. I have to put my car in.
This is a place of business. I told you never to come in here. Serenity now.
All right.
Dad, you really should lay off the Serenity Now stuff.
So, what am I supposed to say?
Hoochie Mama?